Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington, ready to take you on an exciting and fun journey of Pan-African music. I'm so glad you're joining me. Here is what I've got for you inside these 55 minutes. In the first half, I've got my playlist of music from Botswana, Nigeria, Morocco, Ghana, Mali, Kenya, Benin, Yemen, and Ethiopia, and from Ghana, King Paluta's hot new single, Makoma. Then at the back half, we begin with sad news out of Sierra Leone, the passing of the beloved cultural singer Ngora Bitua. King Milan Bangura brings us the details with a warm tribute and a retrospective of his life. And then we go to Ibadan, Nigeria with Shane Rave, and he presents a review of Rema's new album, Is, and he invites us to ponder Rema's self-addition to Nigeria's Big Three. If you're not sure what or who they are, well, you'll find out, making it now a Big Four. And finally, journalist Mpo Chikudo from Johannesburg brings us a conversation with an award-winning singer for Best Newcomer in South Africa, Ntokozo Mkhize. So that's it. That's the show. Now you just sit back, relax, and enjoy it. We're going to start out with a hit song from Botswana, followed by two singles out of West Africa by Davido and Otiame Kwame. This is Your Time by V. Mampizi.
Africa. Benovila Anthony, just if you like, call me Sir Benoit. Yeah, listen to Music Time Africa, Music Time in Africa.
Connected in Libya, they fly first class all day. Be out here in the street. painted it. It used to be blue body. Oye, bose, bose, dami puse, puse. Now we eat AY, my boy, no grass, no okay.
I come to them sometimes, they say they don't know me. Now everybody, they sing my melody. See me, I don't get competitive. Come and see money follow me.
I came to them sometimes, they say they don't know.
Right, that was No Competition by Otjame Kwame and featuring Kwame Eugene. That's a 2024 single. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You are inside Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. Before No Competition, we heard Yebo, a brand new single by the South African female DJ duo TXC and Davido, and also Tony Duardo, Leemsy Crazy, and DJ Biza. And before that, starting out this hour, you heard Your Time by V. Mampizi out of Botswana. All right, we are moving on to more music, this time going to Benin with another new single by Queen Fumi, Pon Ton Ton. Now, this one starts out slow, guys, but just wait. It's going to heat up in just a second.
Prends ton temps, mariage, enfant, ça prendra du temps. Voiture, maison, travail, ça prendra du temps. Je sais que tu prends ton temps, tu prends ton temps.
Ma vie, les ondes dit dans le quartier.
Tu prends ton temps, 6 mois de loyer, à nos défiers, à nos défiers, à nos défiers. Oh, je sais que tu prends ton temps.
Parce que c'est big,
parce que c'est big,
parce que c'est fort.
Parce que c'est fort.
Ce que je t'ai demandé, non, non, y aura pas l'offre.
Y aura pas l'offre.
J'ai peur de quoi. Soyons patients.
Soyons patients.
Le plat de résistance prend toujours plus de temps. I trust you.
If you promise you they do. I trust you. Promise you they do. I trust you. Hey, yeah.
Attention, un tapotage égale à une prière. Qu'est-ce qu'on fait? Non.
That was Prends Ton Temps, Take Your Time by Queen Fumi out of Benin. This is Heather Maxwell. We are inside the first half of Music Time in Africa. This is where I play my playlist that I pick every week of my favorite Pan-African tunes. So next we are going to Northern African region, basically the Arab-speaking world, with two songs that I think are just fantastic. First, Balkez. This is a singer out of Yemen, actually. The song is called Tawak Galbek. It was released on YouTube anyway just a month ago. It already has 5 million views. It's gorgeous. She's basically singing about her husband who's cheating on her, and she finds out and does something about it.
طاوعك قلبك تهجر يا ابو قلبك في الحجر قل لي انا كيف نصبر لمشتي حبيبي عاتب علي علمني قطع كلامي وصمي غلب عادل تقول لي كي عذب قليبي طاوعك قلبك تهجر يا ابو قلبك في الحجر قل لي انا كيف نصبر لمشتي حبيبي عاتب علي علمني قطع كلامي وصمي غلب عادل تقول لي كي عذب قليبي عندك نهر او جوج نلقك وقف دروج عقلي غادف الفروج هاد الشي واعر الخصام حدو نهار خلي الغيره بالعبار وقول فيك لا تنار الغرام الكافر وطاوعك قلبي تجر معاك ما نتمسحو حرام قلبي تقصحو جيبو لحبيبي نصلحو هدي غراوينا علاش في الخصام نكملو ورا الغرام معانا حلو واش احنا ما نستهلوش ضحكة تسقينا واش معاك ما نتمسحو حرام قلبي تقصحو جيبو لحبيبي نصلحو هدي غراوينا علاش في الخصام نكملو الغرام معانا حلو واش احنا ما نستهلوش ضحكة الخصام حد نهار خلي الغيره بالعبار قولي بك لا تنار الغرام الكافر طاوعك قلبك تهجر يا ابو قلبك في الحجر قولي انا كيف نصبر لمشتي حبيبي
That was Balkez with Tawak Galbek, a brand new single out of Yemen. Now we're moving to Morocco with another new single. It's called Mahboubi, featuring the seemingly unstoppable duo Hatim Amour and Saad Lamjahed.
ما نقدر عليه نتنزل ولو تغضب قاع الدنيا ولو تغضب قاع الدنيا
اطلبوا زالي وامار لما نفكر نشيك طيار اطلبوا زالي وامار لما نفكر نشيك طيار اللي بغيتي هنقول لك حاضر شرطوا زيد عليا شرطوا زيد عليا
شنو فات علينا الهضرة فينا فينا ما يعرفوا شنو فات علينا يا ما قسينا وعينا باش نتهناو بهذا الحب باش نتهناو بهذا الحب
ملاد الناس معانا عينيهم ديما تبعانا ملاد الناس معانا عينيهم ديما تبعانا وحنا يا ربي معانا هو العالم بالقلوب هو العالم بالقلوب
خليك معانا
Everybody, ni Juliane, and I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America.
All right. Hello, everybody. How are you all doing? I hope you're enjoying the music so far. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 more songs to go before we get to the back half of the hour, which, as I said in the beginning of the hour, we have 3 special features, a tribute to a very important musician who just passed away in Sierra Leone, Ngor Betua, a review of the album by Rema that just came out, and also an interview with a brand new award-winning singer, Best Newcomer of the Year. Her name is Ntokozo Mkhize. And then, if we have time, I'm going to wrap it up with another song from Rema's new album. All right, moving to Ethiopia now, we are going to listen to a song by Bisrat Surafel. It's called RFI. And after that, we go to Ghana with King Paluda's hot single, Makoma.
RFI. Rafi.
Okay, hey everybody, next we're going to Kenya with a song by Sauti Sol. This one is called By the River. I was struck by the acoustic sound and sort of sincerity and simplicity of it, and did a little research. Bill Odidi wasn't around to give me the 411 on this song, so I looked it up and found that it was a song dedicated to gender-based violence. And I'm going to read from the Sauti Sol Instagram page about it. It says, in the wake of the heart-wrenching femicide cases that have plagued Kenya, not just in the last month, but for decades, Sauti Sol presents By the River. This track from our archives serves as our earnest contribution to the ongoing End Femicide KE campaign and stands in solidarity with the grieving families. So, you know what? Maybe it's not a new song. Maybe it's just been released. I don't know. You know what? Next week, I want Bill back. And Bill, if you're listening, you're going to tell us about this song. Okay. So we're going to listen to By the River, and then we are going over to Mali to listen to two of my very favorite Malian musicians, Toumani Diabaté, who is a kora player. That's a 21-string harp lute, so famous for that region in West Africa. And Neba Solo, who is a virtuoso balafon player with an incredible voice. And he's the one singing on it. The song is called Life. All right, enjoy.
Aditi, 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 njo. Story gani inaona kwa TV. Udem zina mjua alikuwa jirani yangu Roisambu futifoni kiwa kampo kuna vita kati ya watu wawili mtu na mpenzi wake sana ona amelazwa ICU apigania maisha yake na wakili wa vita ameingilia wamezua ngori kali sana pia naona paybill number 0877 Na vile zina kitu sitke leo mita mchangia tutamu Ni mwana umegani huyo, ni mnyama si binadamu So here we are again By the river Are we gonna watch her drown or are we gonna save her I'm standing next to you yeah. By the river Are we gonna watch her drown or are we gonna save her
away. Don't shame this family with divorce. You just got married the other day, and it wasn't by force. Her friends tell her to walk away. When she turn around, they talk and say, did she look so happy yesterday? Her profile picture is his face. Oh no, 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 wait. Minta changa tu kwa nyimbo. Leo ni ena kesho ni mimi duniani mubiringo. So here we go again.
By the river,
are we gonna watch her drown or are we gonna save her? I'm standing next to you.
By the river,
are we gonna watch her drown or are we gonna save her? Oh, here we go again.
By the river,
are we gonna watch her drown or are we gonna save her? I'm standing next to you.
By the river,
are we gonna watch her drown or are we gonna save her?
By the river.
Thank you. Life by Tumani Diabaté and Neba Solo on voice and balafone from Mali. Hi, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. It is now time to go to our back half where we have three features, beginning here with a tribute of the passing of a great cultural icon from Sierra Leone.
Hello, Dr. Edda Maxwell. Sierra Leoneans are mourning the passing away of one of the country's greatest cultural singers, Joseph Betoa, popularly known as Gob Betoa, who died in Bo City. Gob Betoa was famous in the early 90s for his heartfelt and mind-blowing songs, which were solace to millions of Sierra Leoneans across the country during the Gabon War. Betoa was born Joseph Betoa from a Mende tribe in Moyumba in the southern part of Sierra Leone, but became popular with the alias name Gob Betoa, meaning Big Brother Betoa. Though he came from Moyumba, he spent most of his time in the eastern part of the country in Kenema, giving people the impression he was from that part of the country. But his love for his birthplace was so strong that he did a tribute song to his hometown, Moyumba. Gob Betoa uses music to console the minds of Sierra Leoneans during the country's struggle over the brutal 11 years rebel war. While bombs and sounds of bullets were echoing everywhere in the country, his music was a solace for pains and challenges faced by Sierra Leone, especially the song Amamuye, meaning let's go to our home. Was a mortal gem whose voice and messages through his music is still fresh in all Sierra Leoneans' mind. He represented the country's heritage and tradition. His song symbolized the love of the people and created beauty of our cultural heritage. According to his wife, Gob Betoa suffered cardiac arrest before, and she was concerned about her husband's heart complication and wanted people to help. A few days before his death, he was seen on social media in Kenema with a local blogger singing his old songs, reminiscing his famous music days, and some amount of money were raised for his heart condition. Gob Betoa passed away on Monday, the 15th of July, 2024, at the Bo Government Hospital. The Deputy Minister of Tourism and Cultural Affairs, Dr. Khadija Tugris Kamara, visited his home on the same day to express a condolence to his family. His mortal remains has been transferred from Bo Government Hospital to Kenema, as family, friends, and friends across the country await date for his burial. May the blessed soul of Joseph Betoa, popularly known as Gob Betoa, rest in perfect peace. Reporting for VOA's Music Time in Africa, I'm Mohammed King Milan Bangura. Over to you, Dr. Edda Maxwell.
Come on, it's in your mind.
my condolences to everyone in Sierra Leone. King Milan Bangura, thank you for that tribute. And guys, just so you know, King Milan did call me the day after or two that he produced this package, saying that he had updated news, which is the burial date for Ngoma Tua is Wednesday, the 23rd of July. All right, now for some lighter news, over to Shayun Rave in Nigeria.
It's my pleasure, Arthur Maxwell, joining you on the Music Time in Africa again today. And what a time to be alive, as the clock keeps ticking, as it's been 2 weeks and 2 days since the official release of one of the most anticipated albums in Nigeria, an album by the Reverend Prince Rama, which he calls Ears. And now Ears, a Greek word, which represents the very first numeral one, and also implies supremacy, uniqueness, which are the words he clearly communicates in the 11-track album, and has managed to achieve all of this within 28 minutes. So how about we listen to the title track, Ears, and feel the pulse on this one. H-E-I-S, Ears by Rema. And now I'm not sure if I recognize any Afrobeat song with the beats per minute rate as this next one, as it averages 145 beats per minute. The only genre that comes to mind at this very juncture is a dubstep originating from the UK in the early 2000s. Now, apparently, some parental advisory message to DJs who tend to increase BPMs whilst performing. Not to try that with this very song, Oziba by Rama.
All of my guys, when they tell me, everybody anima. Who be that girl with the shaker, keep it for back me, I want die like a whether the EK been a real or fake, I be just a backam. Come, how you go send me money, then I spread the money, then you can't take back am. You know, she's saying about this, young guy, the wrong, I be not in my job. You will be area boy, they do my things like a ziggy, ziggy, zaga. I go prove to them, say somebody bad, somebody wicked. I go do my best to make all of you nervous. Look on what you my set, I don't intercept. I can put together a research, then you want to get kicked, cause I be jump fence.
Oziba, 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 Oziba,
Oziba, Oziba, Oziba, Oziba, Oziba, Oziba, Oziba, Oziba, Oziba, Oziba.
Now, going for the third and final song from the album Ears by Rama, here is a song that portrays the uniqueness of Benin boys. Here is Rama and Shali Poppy.
They call me Shali Poppy.
Touchdown Benin boys, get money, I got money. Remy, I can't want to shine this up. Satan put me a touchdown check. Did they like to dance the leg? Now we the bully, now we the pepe. If you play with the boys, you go collect. See, don't you see, no, because they win.
They come out there, they call us big boys. We nothing big, too much. Now we the pull up with comfort. You know the feelings, baby. Many fishes in the river, but now you and one says, drop you and stick my teeth, you and I have you putting up on two.
I guess it's an album with high octane energy, and there's been a lot of talk about the braggadocio of Rama, and particularly how he talks about himself as part of the Big Four, because normally here in the Nigerian music landscape, there's always been a hierarchy, and talking about Davido, Burna Boy, and Wizkid, and now it believes that is now a part of the discussion, which makes it the Big Four. But anyway, what's your impression? I'm not sure what you make of this. So 8 more songs that you could go listen to. And if I were to rate the album, I'd give it a 7.5 over 10. And well, I'd really like to know what you think, Heather Maxwell. Bye for now. Catch you some other time.
Hello, Dr. Maxwell, and hello to you within the earshot. Today, we zero in on singer Nontokozo Mkhize, Metro FM Music Awards Best Newcomer. The 24-year-old comes highly recommended, not least for her vocal facility. Mkhize, bless her, also gets kudos for composition and definitely her writing abilities.
Well, growing up, I always saw myself as a superstar. I would imitate Mam Rebecca Malope when I'm alone and imagine a crowd of people clapping for me. I would say I drew so much inspiration from people like her, Sis Kelly Kumalo, the late William Gwena, and others. With my writing, I drew some inspiration from Mam Brenda Mdambo. Yeah.
This August, she released Lou Strong, her single with Nomfundo Mo. The experience was easy, she says, describing Nomfundo as a godsend.
With Lou Strong, I never faced any challenges, any difficulties. I always say finding a sister like Nomfundo Mo in the industry was a blessing to me, and having to work with her on my first single was a blessing as well. Lou Strong was my manager's idea. The song came from my manager. He came up with this melody in the chorus. And then we added the rest.
Moingwele, her new single, has had the fans buzzing. It's with reason. Mzansi, the whole country really, lives for worship and gospel music.
Moyongole is a very funny story because I had no intentions of making that cover a song. So when I was doing that song, I was just doing my normal, my usual worship to God. I was just singing my love song to God, the usual thing that I do there on TikTok. But I'm very grateful to God, seeing the results of the song and how people receive the song. Really, all the glory to God.
The Afro Soul singer believes there's hope for a full on gospel album.
Growing up, yes, I always thought I was going to be a gospel artist. But with time, I realized that I would like to be more versatile and do not put myself in one space. But yes, one day, maybe I would like to record a gospel according to Nontokozo album.
Down the road, there's hope for a new album. It's going to be a mixed bag, she says.
So right now, I'm currently working on my album, which consists of soul, Afropop, gospel, and a bit of jazz. Yeah, I've collaborated with the Nazi Magai, Sokulu, Tandozide, Dudumakoba, Stahila, and other artists.
With that, it's back to Heather Maxwell. I'm Pochukudo, sending greetings from Jersey, South Africa.
Okay, thank you, Mpo. And hello to all of you. I've got time for just a little bit of more music before we say goodbye. So I listened to a little bit of the new album, Is, by Rema, that Shane Rave was talking about. I haven't had time to listen to the whole thing, but I figured I would weigh in with this song, Hey, 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 Hey. I like it.
Monday morning talking about me while I'm making money. not gonna take it easy on my head. Not gonna take it easy on my head. Hipa, not gonna. Cabalas are the reserve of the politician. They say I live like a prosta. We know the show one for Insta. Scatter the globe with the enter. We know the shape for the figures. Anybody talk any amigo in your post stop. You know, no figure snake up. Hot boxing on my way to the peak up. 5 years a day, get my day stick and beat up.
Money, money, talking about me while I'm making money.
Not gonna take it easy on my head. Not gonna take it easy on my head. Hip, not gonna. I never even use the all of my power. I never even use my habit to shake her. H.I.M. position can be vacant. No more victory, this not a big four. People go para, but what for? They go say I don't deserve it, but that is an insult. Drop from banger and go stuff. I cabal as other reserve the politician. They say I live like a prosta. We know the show one for Insta. Scatter the globe will be enter. We know the shape for the figures. Anybody talk any ass, they go in your post up. You know, go no, we go sneak up. Hot boxing on my way to the peak up. 5 years a day, get my day stick and beat up.
Money, money, talking about me while I'm making money.
I'm not gonna take it easy on my head. Not gonna take it easy on my head. Hip, not gonna.
All right. And with that, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to meet you again next week. Also, a big thank you to King Milan Bangura for alerting us to the passing of Ngobetua, to Shane Raven in Badang, and to Mpo Chikudo in Johannesburg, and his guest, Ndokozo Mkize. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select the local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can find us online at voaafrica.com anytime. Till next time, you all stay beautiful and stay safe.